The second week of Advent, we pray for peace. As we enter the second week of Advent, we add another intention to our Advent prayer. This week, we will be praying for peace, that we can be peacemakers. We seek peace for our world, for our communities and home, and for ourselves. We are in search of the Prince of Peace. Our world is suffering greatly. Not only there are wars and revolts which bring violence and terrorism into the lives of many people, but also there are governments and corporations who are destroying the natural resources of our Mother Earth without any concern for our future. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, tells us in his encyclical Laudato Si that we are in danger of destroying the very earth that sustains us. We now remember clearly the words of Pope Paul VI, "If we want peace, work for justice." We light the second candle of our Advent wreath praying for peace. We pray for the grace to be peacemakers, as Jesus asks us to be in his Sermon on the Beatitudes. We may think that our prayers are insignificant in the face of the great task at hand of bringing peace to our world and being peacemakers in our communities and families. But we have confidence that our God hears the cries of the poor and listens to our humble prayers. Our prayers for peace are like little lights of a big city that lights up the horizon in the darkness. In God's eyes, our prayers do count. We now pray St. Francis' famous prayer for peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.